Kiddush is the I guess we got mitzvos asay of Shabbos, but Kiddush is the mitzvos asay of Shabbos. It's really the only one the Torah itself requires. As you all know, Zohar b'shomar b'dibur echad, and shomar is to keep the don'ts of Shabbos, and Zohar is Zohar as Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, which we are taught is the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush, we assume, as I was assumed the halacha, is the mitzvah of Kiddush, what's called bedvorim. Oh, now we can forget.
Sorry.
Kiddush, we missed you last week.
I didn't know about.
See that? You don't get the my. It's one of my most veteran student who wasn't here. Kiddush is bedvorim. So you say words. What? How many words must you say? It's not clear. Rabbi Akiva Eger suggests in one place, if you say, and they used to say in Yiddish, Good Shabbos, or maybe Shabbat Shalom for those who come from the Holy Land, that is enough. Can you imagine that? A person can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Minat Torah by just saying the words Good Shabbos or Shabbat Shalom, because you mentioned the word Shabbos and you're consecrating the Shabbos. That's as far as Rabbi Kivega goes, he suggests. It's not saying for sure, as a possibility. Alright? It's possible. Now, of course, if Kiddush is a Torah obligation, you satisfy it by saying Kiddush one time, whenever you say it. Traditionally, we would say Kiddush as soon as Shabbos comes in. Let's say a person, doesn't feel well, and the person goes to sleep before it gets dark, and he wakes up in the morning. So he has to make Kiddush, the whole Kiddush, the whole, the Baruch Pergofen, Mekadosh HaShabbos, because he didn't make it the night before. Follow me? So Kiddush is made once by Torah law. By rabbinic law, there's a law of what's called Kiddush HaRabbah. If you made Kiddush in the evening, as he was supposed to at night, you have to have an additional kind of a Kiddush in the morning. But that's a rabbinic law. And that Kiddush only consists really of Borei Prayer Gofen. Whatever you say besides that is just gravy. Some don't say it. You don't have to really say it. Borei Prayer Gofen, that's enough, strictly speaking. Okay. By Torah law, you can fulfill the mitzvahs, as I said earlier, with words alone. You don't need wine, you don't need challah, nothing. Nothing. According to many authorities, a person can fulfill the obligation of Kiddush by davening Ma'ariv. Because in Ma'ariv we say, Mekadosh HaShabbos. Right, you know that. It's the same Chasimah Sabrocha we have in Kiddush, we have in Ma'ariv as well. So if a person would daven Ma'ariv with the intention of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush, presumably he does. There's a tremendous question in the authorities. The average person davens Ma'ariv is not thinking about Kiddush. He's thinking about Ma'ariv. Does that individual fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush despite that lack of particular intent for the mitzvah of Kiddush, just because he's davening Ma'ariv, yes or no? That's a big question which we cannot resolve tonight. Let be aware of the fact that there are different opinions on this matter, and it's relevant in many particular occasions. I'm just quoting you a little bit from the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as quoted by the Sefer Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa. He discusses this issue. Let's say someone doesn't have any wine. Maybe you should have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah by davening Ma'ariv. Then another question, interesting question comes up. What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, of course, there's no Kiddush. Especially a year like this coming up. Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So maybe, in fact, you should have in mind when you daven this coming Yom Kippur Friday night to fulfill the mitzvah when you say Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yom HaKippurim. Interesting. But we cannot go into these discussions, but he quotes Rav Chaim Zonnefeld, says that we should do this coming Kol Nidre night. You have to have in mind the Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. Quite an amazing idea. I've never done it before. I probably will forget to do it this year again, even if I wanted to do it. I was busy thinking about other things. But just be aware, okay? Any questions, please feel free to raise your hand at any time. We continue. The rabbis instituted to Mekadosh on wine. On wine? Everyone knows that. Wine. Why did they say wine? Zochreyo al hayayin. Nazkira do decham yayin. They quote a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. we call it asmachta. It's not a really Torah law according to almost everybody. It's a rabbinic law. Some say it's a Torah law, but they agree that drinking the wine is a rabbinic law. But that seems to be a minority opinion. Okay. Who is obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? Men and women equally. Why? Even though it's a mitzvah saseh, nu, shazman grama, but it says zachar v'shamar. Whoever is obligated in shamar is obligated in zachar, since women are obligated to keep the lametes malachas, therefore they're obligated to make Kiddush as well. And we assume that only are they obligated in Kiddush as well on Friday night, but we assume, and everyone agrees, that they're also obligated in Kiddush Shabbos morning. Not everyone agrees. Maram Chalava says no, but that's just a minority view. We assume that the Kiddush by day is obligatory upon women as well as on men. Children under Bar Bas Mitzvah. Okay, so it's a chiva we call chinuch. A chiva of chinuch. Okay. Now, let's go on some of the details. You have to have a kos. How big must the kos be? Who knows? Revius. How big is a revius? Revius of what?
Of wine.
No, revius of wine. Very nice. A revius means a quarter. A quarter of what? You know, if I have a quarter in my pocket, it's a quarter of a dollar.
A lug.
What do you say?
A lug.
Lug. What's a lug?
No, it's all machlokas.
What is a lug?
How much?
What is a lug? A lug can be measured in terms of other measurements. Asklab gudu. Sounds like Greek. Eifa, sa, kav, lug, beta. Gimel, vav, dalet, vav. 3, 6, 4, 6. Okay? So a lug is... Asklav. Eifa, sa, kav, lug, beta. So a lug is. Let's get it straight. Six beta. So revius a lug is a beta and a half by higher mathematics, right? Did they get the math right? If a lug is 6 beta, and a revius is a quarter of 6, what's a quarter of 6? 1.5. We got it right. Baruch Hashem. I was a math major, believe it or not, some years ago. Anyway, so good. So an egg and a half. How big is an egg? That's where the question comes up. No, go on your computer. How many cc's is an egg? They probably should tell you. Well, if you measure it, the average egg, and of course there's all kinds of average eggs. You can't find a small egg. They won't sell it to you. They'll sell you medium, large, extra large, jumbo. Small won't sell. So let's take a little more large egg. A large egg is approximately 50 cc's, cubic centimeters. That makes a revius approximately 75 cc's. That's the truth. Now, there are those who have much bigger shear. Even Rav Chaim Noah, at the smallest shear, has 86 cc's. Of course, the gematria kos. Obvious. Kof is 20, vav is 6, that's the sound. Obvious. But it's probably just only 70 of the Chazon Ish. Has a much bigger shear. As we all know, he has doubled some of the shear. And he quotes over here in Yerushalayim that 86, communion kos. And Chazon Ish, 150. Where'd that come from? It's obvious. Kos hagun. After the fact gematrius. But why? He doubled it. He took 75, which is the truth, and he doubled it. Why he doubled it? It's a whole long story why he doubled it. Because the Gemara has in Psachim different ways of measuring a revius, one with the thumbs, one with the eggs. It's a 2-to-1 ratio. So either people got bigger or eggs got smaller. Another Behuda assumed that eggs got smaller. So therefore he doubled it from 75 to 150. I don't think it's necessary to do that. As far as I'm concerned, 75 is enough. Again, the kos is presumably a din derabbanan. By Torah law, you fulfill the mitzvah even without a kos. So that's why, among other reasons, 75 cc's are now. What is that in ounces? You think metric. Israelis say they think metric, right? But Americans think in ounces. So how many, who knows what 75 you can do on the computer? What is 75 cc's in ounces? I'll tell you in a second. 2 point what? 2. High tech here. Computer says?
2.53605.
There you go. A little more than 2.5 ounces. That's all you need. That's the whole deal. That's all you need. Well, wow, big, because a big kosos. The holy Chofetz Chaim had a kos. The word was, his own grandchildren who had the kos wouldn't use it. It wasn't big enough. Can I tell you? So, most of us have kos which are, in fact, 5 ounces. So they're good enough even to call it the Chazon Ish. It's a reality. But it's not necessary, technically speaking. I'm just letting you know. If you have trouble, if you want to drink wine, you have trouble drinking a lot of wine. So, the truth is, it doesn't matter how big the coast is, all you need is a row of Revias. So if a Revias is 75, you have to drink 38 cc's, or 1.3 ounces. If not so much, and then you can handle it. You can't have wine, that's grape juice. Wine is better than grape juice, supposed to say, for a variety of reasons. Some of the grape juice is really no good. We assume it is good, but the Chinuch writes that the reason why the Chazal added wine is wine is ma'orer misameach. What they want, the grape juice, that ain't no ma'orer, ain't no misameach. It's really yayim misameach. You need wine, which has some fermentation, some alcohol content. Okay, better to have wine. So I have wine for Kiddush Friday night. And I have wine for Kiddush Shabbos morning, whenever I know when it's possible. But for Havdalah, I use grape juice. First of all, I have to drive. Don't drink and drive. And some of us have to. Whatever, other reasons possible. In Shilas, but the main reason is that the whole idea of Me'orah V'Sameach, which is the Chinuch's reason why we use wine over grape juice, does not seem to apply to Havdalah. Havdalah was sad and not happy. Okay, let us go a little bit further. Kos should be clean and washed, all that stuff. I'm not going to go into every detail right now. You should fill the kos completely with wine. Fine. Some prefer red wine. Any wine is good. There's a whole argument. Should you have wine which is mevushal or not mevushal? Those are mevushal, and I'm in that league. He quotes it over here. You know why? You never know who's going to touch the wine. Because if a non-Jew touches the wine, it becomes prohibited. And according to most authorities, even if a non-Shomer Shabbos Jew touches the wine, they have a serious problem. So in my house, I always try to have only Yayin Mevushal. Those who are purists follow the Rambam, said you're not allowed Mevushal. Dafka, not Mevushal. You have to love the Jewish people. Some are Dafka Mevushal, some are Dafka not Mevushal. Eile of Eile, I have to get along with everybody. Let's give you my preference. Fine. Kiddush should be made as early as possible. As soon as it gets dark and you finish davening Maariv, come home. You should make Kiddush. If you make early Shabbos, which I think in camp, what happens if they make early Shabbos?
Depends on the divisions. Machzor Aleph is early.
Machzor, it should be Machzor Aleph. The kids are young kids, they're going to sleep. If they make early Shabbos, that could be as early as Plag HaMincha. We mentioned last week in the Shiran HaDlak HaSneres, Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter of relative hours before the sun sets. So for argument's sake, in New York City, when the sun sets the latest 8:30, I'm talking about city time, so the Plag HaMincha gets as late as, I believe, 6:57. It's as late as it gets, which is a little more than an hour and a half, because it's relative, before the sun sets. And it gets, you know, gets earlier, as the case may be. Fine. So those who make Kiddush then, it's fine. We pass it, it's fine. When you make Kiddush, you know, the Shemir Shabbos said you have to make the table set from before, so it should become all mesudah when you come from shul. The famous one about the two malachim, and it should all be done from before Shabbos. It's a custom to put the chalas on the plate on the table before you make Kiddush. The problem, though, we all know Eretz Chita Usara VeGefen, that Chita is supposed to be before Gefen. So if the chalas are on the table and you're making Kiddush on the Geffen, it's an embarrassment to the chalas. That's one of the reasons why we cover the chalas. But of course, the best way is not to have the chalas there at all. But he quotes a minig that you put the chalas there before. Why does that minig exist? Why? It's not completely clear why it exists. Some say it exists because if the candlesticks are on the table, you want to move the table later on, so we call it a basis the davar aser, it's a mukta issue. You put the chalas on the table before Shabbos, before when Shabbos comes in, the chalas are there, it alleviates that problem. That is a significant reason for this minhag, and there may be other reasons as well. I believe Mar Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik Zal, if I'm not mistaken, did not have the chalas on the table when he made Kiddush. Okay, what we do is we cover the chalas. That's one of the reasons for covering the chalas. The question becomes, should there be a mapa under the chalas as well? Why? Zeichel Amon. The mon was covered on top and covered on the bottom. That's the second reason of covering it, is Zecher Lemon. And some said be covered until after Kiddush and Birchas Hamotzi. Now, if the reason is not to embarrass the Chalas, then as soon as you finish Kiddush, you can uncover the Chalas. If the reason is Zecher Lemon, then, of course, when the Chayodam should be covered till after the Birchas Hamotzi, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's the minhag. Is that the minhag in your house? So they keep the chalas? I'm asking, raise your hand. Yes, yeah. Good, yeah. Good, that's what I do. Somebody took pictures of themselves. Some people thought it was too machmer. I don't think it's too machmer at all.
Is the chalas bor count as the mapa beneath?
I think it could count. So something underneath, I think so. Most of us have a tablecloth. I mean, that itself should probably count. Yes?
In terms of the basis, the devar, can't you just say that the silverware and the utensils for eating are good enough?
Excellent. If you have silverware and utensils on the table before that should work. Shouldn't need the challah. You think you're right. There's an issue which is, when I look at those muksa now, some say that the candlesticks count as a davar ha'aser, and you need something more important than the candlesticks, which is the chalas. Now the chalas are worth less than the candlesticks. Say that much. Not even zamek's chalas are worth less than the candlesticks. But some suggest that you need the chalas at that point. So if you need the chalas, that's why you can override the candlesticks. But you don't really need all the plates so much. Different reasons. Okay, we're not going to go into those books now. There's a third reason why we cover the chalas. It's based on the shiltas, kechedi teisis udsa liyikra the shabsa. You want that the meal should come in honor of Shabbos. So if you want to make sure it's in honor of Shabbos, what do? You first make kiddush, and that's declaring it's a Shabbos meal, and then you put the chalas on later on. With me so far? There could be differences, very significant. Which one do we paskin like? So one of the differences would be shalashudas. You have to cover the chalas of shalashudas. If it's a question of kiddush, no, there's no kiddush shalashudas. Yikra de shapsa, probably also not, because there's no kiddush. If the reason is echel aman, you should cover the chalas of shalashudas too, which is what I do, because I hold like you from zechel aman. I hold it, keep it covered till after hamotzi. That's what I do. Not everybody does it. If it's a question of the not embarrassing whatever's made from grain, where those will maintain, you have to cover the cookies as well. They have Shabbos cake, not the same Shabbos cake this year, I'm sorry to say, but still Shabbos cake. So if you're making kiddush, you should cover the Shabbos cake, because it's also Bar Min HaMazonos, which comes before Chita, comes before Yayin. If you hold Yikra the Shabbos, you should cover everything, all the food. Rabbi Cohen's shtita, I think, is to cover all the food. When the kiddush, you cover the gefilte fish, you cover whatever was on the table, you cover. Everything's considered coming in. The Chvod Shabbos, I don't think the minhag is that way. Even the comes of the cake, I don't think the minhag is that way. So therefore, that implies to me that the Zeichel Amon is really the main reason, as we said before. Question? In this, yeah.
Didn't Rav Soloveitchik say that wait until after Kiddush to bring any food out to the table?
As I said before, my Rebbe had nothing on the table when he made Kiddush. Not the chalas, nothing else. Why? The Yikra de Shabbos theory. Everything should come So if you follow him, that's Rabbi Cohen Shlita, who follows the Rav, Zechron of the Rachab, covers everything. If you ever see him, everything is covered. Because he holds like the Rav. But he can't, since he's in Camp Marashah, he can't tell him, don't bring the food out until after I make Kiddush. He covers it all. Got it? Okay. Fine.
Question over there.
Question, yeah.
If the chalas is for, if the covering of chalas is for Zecha Laman, then if Zecha Laman is Lechem Mishnah, then why do you need to cover it by Shalash Shuddas?
You should have Lechem Mishnah Shalash Shuddas too. Yeah, there you go. That's what I do. I have Lechem Mishnah Shalash Shuddas in the cover. Yes, the next question, Gabe, and I hope a good answer. Okay, question, yeah.
If you're making Kiddush on challah.
We're not up today yet, but okay, I'll take a question.
No, so I was just going to say, do you have to cover in that scenario?
Probably again, it depends on the reasons. If it's afraid of the embarrassing of the wine, obviously you wouldn't have to cover it, right? But if it's the mun, you would, and you could have so probably, you know, probably. Who in this room washes Netilas Yadayim before Kiddush? You from German extraction? There you go. The Yekkes do what the Rambam says. They wash before Kiddush. So it says in the Rambam. Despite that fact, except for the German Jews, almost nobody does it anymore nowadays. There are pluses and minuses. The real reason for the German custom, I believe, is it's called Kiddush Memakom Suda, which we'll get to not this week, not next week. We're supposed to get to it the following week. We'll see how things go. So to make a Kiddush Memakom Suda, you're trying to push them together as much as you can to eliminate any hefsek between one and the other. The way to do that is you wash first, and then you make a bore for a girlfriend, and right away I'm Mosech HaMenorahs. You ever goes on in campus, it's a zoo. First, camp should all follow that minute. Some camps do that, because it just makes it more orderly. Everyone goes to my cage, everyone goes going out to the zoo. But that's the zoo we live in, okay? So, you know, that's our custom. But if they asked me, the camp, they didn't. If the camp rabbi would ask me, can the camp adopt the German custom? I would say yes. And camp or a shop, it would make that a lot easier. The council would love it. Can't talk. That's great. Because they watch it. Can't talk. 5 minutes of silence. That's just unbelievable. But after that, okay, let's go further. Now, he quotes a custom over here that a person should make Kiddush formally attired. Namely, with a hat, with a jacket. Okay. Those who own a hat, probably you should wear a hat. If you don't own a hat, you can't put on a hat. So, okay. We discuss it over here based on the concept called ituf. Alright. That's the custom that I have from my father. So, I'm not even half of him. My father, Zal, would eat the whole Shabbos meal in his jacket. Never would, I don't care, 100 degrees, he would never take off his jacket. He's sweating like crazy. You can't take off a jacket at the Shabbos meal. Forget about it. Me, the first thing I do is rip my jacket. Get off, it's hot. You have to know, my father was a big tzaddik, so he had the right to keep this chumrah. I'm not such a big tzaddik. It would be arrogance, hubris for me if I kept that chumrah. So, but if it's Kiddush, that much I can do. Kiddush, I'm still with Kiddush with a jacket and a hat. My father did, and then I take it off. I do my father's custom, and I stand for Kiddush. Not everyone does that. Some sit down after Vayichulu, right? And some sit down even for Vayichulu. They're different customs. I'm just curious, show of hands. In your house, who in the house stands for the whole Kiddush? Wow, I see everybody. Who sits for the whole Kiddush? Who stands for Vayichulu and sits down afterwards? Okay, there you go. Okay, they're different customs. All customs are good. Ideally, you should take the cup with two hands, hold it in your right hand. If you're left, you hold it in your left hand. Some have the following custom, like this. Watch this. Hold the cup like this. Right here. Who has in your house holds the cup like this, in the palm of the hand? Not too many people. Okay, I don't do it either. I hold it like this, but it's chassidim. Oh. Okay. He's supposed to say Vayichulu. We saw Yom HaShir Vayichulu HaShemayim. But we begin Vayera Vayivoker. Yom HaShir Vayichulu HaShemayim. The truth is, that is not a whole pasuk. Who is that the pasuk begins? The chorus here. Vayar Elokim es kol asherosa v'yitov mod vayera v'yavoke yom hashishi. So Samson had a chumrah. He started from the beginning of the pasuk. We don't split the sukkim in half. We are a little more lenient. And even though it's not a whole pasuk, but it's an asnachta, vayera v'yavoke yom hashishi is an entire phrase. But the original chasam was to start yom hashishi. This is all back to the Kabbalistic notions. It's Yom HaShishi Vaychulu HaShemayim Yud Kei Vav Kei. So those who are not into this Kabbalah would probably daft not start there, you know, anti-Kabbalists. But I start Vayera Vayavoka. I think that's the most, by show of hands, who starts Vayera Vayavoka? Everybody, you know, I guess that's the prevailing custom. Who starts Vayala Kimaskola Shavasa? Nobody. Who starts Yom HaShishi? Also nobody. Some say Yom HaShishi out loud. Yeah, that's tough.
I've never heard my father say it very good. Could be he says it quietly. But
How close do you sit next to him?
Right next to him.
Right next to him? He doesn't say it. Good, there's nothing wrong. The Shmir Shabbos Chassa says, you start with the words, Yom HaShishi. That's what he quotes. That's it, that's where you start. Finished. Okay, some don't like this. Yom HaShishi doesn't, what do you mean? What's Yom HaShishi? Immediately. And Yom HaShishi needs to mean something. We're supposed to speak about Zemiris in the Shiur 3 weeks. So I'll give you a heads up. How many halachas you can learn from Zemiris? Okay? Let's see how it goes with Zemiris. How does it go? Torim Yerushua V'Katshua. Who knows my heart? Kol Mekana Shri. You don't say Kol Mekana Shri?
I do.
No? Torim Yerushua. Yerushua V'Katshua. No? B'mamar? What does that mean? You say it every week. For your whole life. What does it mean? No one knows what it's talking about. Good mean it's this. Vayar Elokim Es Kol Asherasa. You're supposed to start from the beginning of the pasuk. I never thought of that, huh? Okay, maybe that's what it means. I want everyone that week to bring Zemiris with them, or a Siddur, so we can, they have these Zemiris books in the dining room?
I think we have Siddur.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're a Sturm, okay, so not for now, that's for that Shir. That's a little way down the road. Okay, so that's an interesting shot in Kol HaSharos. Okay. He quotes a custom, before you start Kiddush, to look at the Neros Shabbos, before you even start Vayechulu, that is a custom which goes back to the Ramah. It's an early custom which should be followed. And he says you should really say Vayechulu from a Siddur, especially when he's saying for others. Why? Rom should be Bichsav Yeter Hashalom Ba'peh. He quotes in the Shemir Shabbos Kachasa. Others say disagree. Shogav B'fiyem. Everyone knows about Ba'peh. You don't have to do it. Well, some say only a tzibur, or not even just a bnei abayis. I tell you, my father Zal was a big tzaddik. All my life, he said kiddush v'al peh. I mean, you take your whole life. You grew up in your mother's milk. You all have vayichul. Yeah, it was never had a shayam. I have a cousin. His name is Noach Olovek. Some of you may know him. He's a very chashuv mashkiach in Torah Or. He married my second cousin. And he once visited my parents for a Shabbos. And my father said, Kiddush Baal Peh. He said, it's better if you say a Kiddush from a Siddur, from a Betcher. From then on, my father was many, many years older than the Rav Noach. And he was, by the time Rav Noach came into the family, I'll tell you in a minute, by the time he came into the family, my father was well into the 50s, and from then on, for the next 30 something years of his life, he said Kiddush in front of him. Can you imagine that? If someone told me that, I'd say, Junger Mann, you're telling me what to do. But that's a tzaddik said, okay, that's a chumrah. It's not a hard chumrah to keep. You know, it's a durum all over the place. So I try to do it too. Okay. Fine. So now, you have to have kavanah for the mitzvah, but the assumption is, person takes a cup of wine and says a bracha, he asks kavanah for the mitzvah of Kiddush, and those around will listen carefully, you have to listen to every single word, presumably also has kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah. That's the assumption. When the Mekadesh is a bracha, you only say Amen, and you don't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. It's considered to be what we call a Hefsek. When you finish it, you say Amen right away, that they accept. And be careful though, don't say Amen until he finishes. Mekadesh HaShabbos, until you hear the Suh, don't say Amen. That's an important point. Sometimes people don't realize that. If you're saying Kiddush, you also should remember, don't swallow the words. Don't swallow the words. People ask me the question, you know, I went to someone's house and couldn't hear anything. So you have to make Kiddush yourself. But if you say you come from a Hasidic home, that's the way out. Whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter. In Hasidim, that's where I grew up, everyone made Kiddush. My father made Kiddush, I made Kiddush, my brother made Kiddush. That's how Hasidim do it. So let's go by show of hands. In your house, did everybody make Kiddush? Raise your hand. A lot of Hasidim in this place. Unbelievable. But if you come from a non-Hasidic home, the way it's probably preferred, the halacha, that's what we do in my house. When my kids were around, I only make Kiddush. And they all say, oh man, that's halachli rovam, a little bit better. Okay.
Fine.
We're
talking about singing.
They think they do that over here in camp. They think they sing. Why not? Another one's singing. But I wouldn't sing along. Just if everyone drowns them out, then the problem is then you have to sing along. Some say you can be yotze the kiddush half by listening and half by saying. Not so simple, but better than nothing. Better not to sing. We don't in my house. We never sang for. That's okay. Fine.
If you're in close quarters, Trey Kyle and Shemai, you say it's Chavu.
Maybe it's Chavu. Get about that. It's better not to sing. Okay. Now, as soon as you finish Kiddush, you drink. Ideally, you should sit down. If not, you can drink standing up. No one should speak at the Mekadesh. And not even those who are around them, around the Mekadesh, ideally, until the Mekadesh drinks the requisite amount. What's the requisite amount? Below Lugmov. What's below Lugmov, you assume? Rov Revius. But we said 1.3 ounces, not too much. Okay, so no one should talk until that time. What happens if someone spoke? If the Mekadesh himself speaks, it's a big problem. But I never heard of a case with the Mekadesh. Every case of Mekadesh speaks, I never heard of it. And I never heard of it. Someone else is a little of a problem, but the Evan, presumably, you would be Yotze. Okay. Again, I'm the Sukhm Shesachu. He says, B'diyevet Yotze, as I just said. Okay. It's a mitzvah min ha-muvchor. It's very important to know. It's not an absolute requirement. People get things mixed up. I'm reading it from the Shemir Shabbos. Mitzvah min ha-muvchor. It's ideal. Shekolecha min ha-mesubim yitem ne'at yayin mikos ha-kiddush. Even the slightest amount. Ideally, he says, you pass around the cup. Today, it won't fly. Germs. So, he says, well, you pour into other people's cups. In my house, that's what we do. I pour a cup for everybody. But, two things. One, I pour before I drink. So so it shouldn't be called pogum. And two, I leave in my cup a revius. Of course, my revius is very small, so it's not so hard. So I pour out to whatever's around the table, you know, and I leave in my cup. That's how I do it. Fine.
What about in camp?
Camp is impossible. Camp. Oh, so 1,000 people.
So how do people fill up their cup? Should they be filling up their cup?
That's not a good idea. Fill up the cup. Some will actually hold the cup, and as if they're making kiddush, they listen to the guy, and they hold the cup. That they have to revius.
You have to have a full cup for that.
That's a full 2 points something else.
No, saying revius, you don't need a kos mali for that.
Yeah. Okay, you'll make a cup with 2.53128 whatever you said there. We're gonna cup that size. Yeah. See if Camp Marshall got a full grape juice for everything that size.
And if they only get pogus revius, then what should they
do? It's also good. You don't drink anything. It's all mixed in a number of.
No, so they want to hold it.
So don't hold it. Put it around. Bring it down. Okay. Fine. Good. Now comes a biggie. I guess we're sort of out of time, but let me just finish this parak now, if you don't mind. It won't take too long. It's called Kiddush Beis HaKnesses. I have to finish everything in enough. I want to go a little bit over. But, okay. Gentlemen, in the shul that you davened in Friday night, did they make Kiddush, yes or no? Raise your hand if it's yes. Not me, well, you're in Israel. No one does it in Israel. Ashkenazi shuls. Your shul does it in Israel?
In Ranana.
They do it?
Not in Israel.
They make Kiddush and shul in Ranana?
Like after the
Friday night?
I know.
I'm talking Friday night. Where is the shul that make Kiddush Friday night after David? That's a very ancient custom. Goes back probably to the time of the Gemara. Maran Bet Yosef says, in the old days they would eat in shul. So it's Kiddush Shemekom Suda. We don't do it anymore. It's a terrible thing. You should cancel it. And all Eretz Hatzvi, no one makes Kiddush Friday night. It's true to this day. Almost no one makes Kiddush Friday night in Eretz Yisrael. Almost none. The Yekesha Rabbi Hamburg, I went to Rabbi Yoshev and said, you have permission to make Kiddush Friday night. Not in Yerushalayim, I think, something like that. You know, you with Bnei Brak want to do it, not in my home. It's such a strong meaning not to do it from Rabbi Yosef Karo. And of course, the Hasidim follow suit, and the Yeshivas follow suit. So when I came to my community in Riverdale, I wanted to stop it. I come from the Yeshiva, and I come from the Shtibul, and then from Eretz Yisrael. The Balabata told me, we don't change Minhagim, young rabbi. We keep Amin Hogim, our holy. So of course we still make Kiddush now 40 something years, and we're still making Kiddush Friday night. And that's the minhag. It goes back a long time. So yeah, that's the minhag. You have to use wine. And the minhag is, you give the wine to children under bar mitzvah to drink the wine. Why can't an adult drink the wine? It's not Kiddush Makom Suda. We're not eating there. So therefore, give it to a kid. If there's no kid, what do you do then? So someone should drink the entire revius. Drink the entire revius, it's not so much according to me. That is enough according to some authorities for Kiddush B'Mokom Su'uda. Some say you have to have a revius plus the Melo Lugmav. But even that's not so much. My shear is so small, 2.5 something something plus another half of that, it still comes to less than 4 ounces. If you drink 4 ounces, which is not so much, you have Kiddush Shemekom Suda, in my opinion, even according to the strict view, that you require a revius plus a Melo Lugmav. Fine. The person makes Kiddush in Shul, goes home and makes Kiddush for his family. Because not really Yotze in shul. There's no suda there. Okay, let's finish up for just for 2 more minutes. Kiddush Rabba. It's a euphemism. Like Saginor. Someone does a lot of language, he's blind. Kiddush Rabba is a big kid. It's a very small Kiddush. It's a Baruch Prayer Gofen. That's it. Finished. We assume the halacha has the status of Kiddush. I can make Kiddush for you. and the same as I can do Friday night, even though I'm not being yotzei the Kiddush HaKatan. He quotes over here that there are some individuals who say psukim before they make kiddush. The shamru zachar, that's what I do in my house. Some im tashim shabbos reglecha. Some do. Some say al kein berach. In whose house they start from al kein berach? No more. That's great. That was always when I grew up. It's not right. Why? Say half a pasuk again. Say half a pasuk. Fine. Okay. Much to be said about these matters, but I'd like to end on time. So we'll end here. Mitzvah Hashem. Next time we're supposed to speak about Suda Shabbos. Not quite up to it, so maybe we'll discuss a couple of other few little things which relate to earlier than that, and then we'll get to the laws of Suda Shabbos. And Mitzvah Hashem. Next week, same time, same station.
Is there a question?